kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Pagkatapos ng mapilit na panawagan para gumawa ng mas marami tungkol sa tagtuyot, sumagot ang gobyerno federal. Ipinahayag ng punong ministro ang isang pakete ng tulong sa tagtuyot na nagkakahalaga ng $1 bilyong na sinasabi niya ay maglalagay ng pera sa bulsa ng mga naghihirap na magsasaka.
As every month has passed, the difficulties have increased, and as every month has passed, we have listened, we have learned, and we've continued to step up what we've been doing in our response to the drought.
Kasama ng bagong pakete ng pampasigla ay ang bagong pautang para sa maliliit na negosyo na hindi papatawan ng interes sa unang 2 taon kasama ng mga ibabayad. Ang parehong kondisyon ay ipapataw din sa mga kasalukuyang utang sa tagtuyot para sa mga magsasaka. May 1 milyon ding pera para sa ibang programa sa kahabaan ng mga lokal na konseho, paaralan at sentro ng alaga sa mga kabataan na nasa loob ng apektadong lugar. Sinasabi ni Ministro Bridget McKenzie ng Agrikultura na palaging nasa prioridad ng gobyerno ang sektor.
Well, despite the drought and the current hardship, we fundamentally believe that Australian agriculture has an incredibly bright future. And to be able to stand here and since the election to have delivered $1 billion into these communities to sustain our farming families, to stimulate local economies, I think is very precious.
Tinapos din ng gobyerno ang kasunduan sa South Australia na pumapayag na maglabas ng 100 gigalitro ng tubig sa kahabaan ng Lower Murray-Darling Basin para sa pagpapalago ng fodder at pasture para sa iba ngayon at sa hinaharap na panahon. Ilang libong magsasaka ang maaaring tumanggap ng tubig mula sa binawasang bayad na magkakahalaga sa gobyerno ng $68 milyong. Ayon kay Ministro David Littleproud ng Patubig, babayaran itong pabalik sa pamamagitan ng paggamit ng isang desalination plant.
And if it doesn't rain, that we need to secure our fodder supplies into the future. This is one step towards that, making sure that we think outside the square, bringing new water into the basin to make sure that we use it wisely, to ensure that all our breeding herd is protected. This is a unique step, one that I think we as a government took boldly, and we sought the hand of a state government to come with us. And it just goes to show that sometimes federation works.
Pero para sa mga nagsasakang kagaya ni Wayne Smith mula sa Wilcannia sa hilagang kanluran ng New South Wales, ito ay kakaunti at masyado ng huli.
I'm not sure that there's that many dairies left in along the Murray. They've had a very, very high water prices and it's forcing a lot of them out. But hopefully it's not too late, we can save a few. It's probably a little bit late for a lot of fodder to be grown this year. I guess 6 weeks ago they could have finished off a lot more crops and hay and things that could have helped out.
Ang pahayag ngayon ay malugod na tinanggap ng pinakamataas na lupon ng magsasaka, bagamat hindi ang lahat ng rekomendasyon ay sinabi. Noong nagdaang buwan, iminungkahi ng National Farmers Federation ang isang exit package upang tumulong sa mga magsasakang makaalis sa kanilang lupain kung ang toll ay magiging masyadong mahal. Si Tony Mahar ang chief executive ng federasyon.
We put it forward as a measure that can be considered and can be on the table, and we'd like it to stay there. If this drought goes on for another 12 months, then it should be an option. We should be able to have the conversation about if a farmer has made the decision to leave farming, then how can the government help them?
Sinabi naman ni Scott Morrison na walang kailangan gumawa ng anumang exit arrangement.
We're not seeking to facilitate people off the land. We're trying to assist them to stay on. And those who know that they have a future in the sector, then these measures will greatly assist them.
Itinagdag din ng punong ministro na maaari magkaroon ng karagdagang tulong kung ang panahon ng tagtuyot ay magtatagal.
You know, if it's we're here in April next year, June next year, September next year, drought continues, you can expect us to stand at this podium and be announcing further measures.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi niyo mga kwento sa Facebook. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.